As a solo artist and one-third of Dilated Peoples, rapper and producer Evidence has established himself as one of hip-hop's most accomplished artists. His latest work, out now on the storied Rhymesayers label, is Unlearning Volume 2, and like its 2021 predecessor, it rejects any slide into legacy status. It's not just a stylistic pivot, it's a deeper, more introspective journey, one rooted in technical mastery but driven by instinct and curiosity. It is my honour and pleasure to welcome Evidence to the 2SER Breakfast Studios. Morning, Ev. How are you going?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Obviously, this is an album that's been planned for quite some time now because the predecessor in 2021 was Unlearning Volume 1. Is there more Unlearning coming our way?
I hope so. You never know.
Is that sort of like your discography is not one to be trifled with. I imagine you've probably forgotten more music that you've put out than most people have managed to release. But it's always about looking forward for you, always looking into the future.
I think so. You know, I had a string of records that were weather-related titles, and I decided to do something new with the title Unlearning. And when I made it, I put Volume 1 just to try to leave it open-ended, with the possibility of making a new series. And I've learned that the power of repetition and building a series nowadays is super important. A one-off thing is good, but when you can stretch it out, and especially if it's meaningful, then it can have a greater impact. So it did take a minute. I was busy producing a lot of people and just taking care of some stuff, but here I am. And I think people are enjoying it who have been tuning in, and that's a blessing.
Do you have a preference out of producing and rhyming? Is there something that you feel like is more satisfying for you? Is it all parts of, all just pieces of what you're
it's
trying
all
to
pieces
achieve?
Yeah, I love art, period. I do. I love all of it. My immediate mentor that got me into the idea of making hip-hop was a producer, QD3. And I always have that angle, and where I think maybe a lot of people got introduced through the idea of rapping, through another MC maybe. And so that always gave me a little edge, I felt, having the idea of seeing what happens when the rapper leaves and the producer finishes the record or really helps it, and the power of that. And so I like to think myself as both, especially as I move on later into my career, the power of also being able to be behind the scenes a little bit and is something valuable to me.
That's really cool. I had no idea QD3 was one of the people that sort of started you on that journey throughout your career. And this is something that still continues. The 6 degrees of separation for Evidence is just all over the shop. Of all the different artists that you work with, it's just crazy the tapestry that you've been able to weave there.
Yeah, super lucky.
And this continues to be the thing, like Alchemist is someone that you worked with from way back in the day and continue to work with?
Yeah, it was a relationship that I've just, you know, grown with. So I'm more proud of him probably than anybody. I'm just used to it because the dopeness that I've known, I've seen since the jump before even anybody else saw it, you know. And then when everybody else got with it, I was like, yeah, of course. So I'm always like the, you know, I will tolerate no Alchemist slander over here.
Don't worry, we know we're very pro-Alchemist here at 2SER, and that's the sort of thing where, like, the tapestry continues to weave. I mean, Alchemist had a big year with the album with Freddie Gibbs, obviously working closely there with Earl Sweatshirt. I think there used to be, like, a cliche back in the day that hip-hop music was very much a young person's game, and if you're looking at the artists who are making quality music currently, it's just sort of like, well, maybe you don't really age out of hip-hop. Maybe you can keep going. Maybe where you can be your own little LeBron.
I think so. I think it's, I think, you know, not to get too deep, but I just think time in general is changing. Oh, pardon me. I just think time is changing. Yeah. And maybe a year wasn't what a year was. You know, maybe I'm crazy. But I do feel like there's more of that than ever. And there's some artists who are running off a legacy play, and they're running that. And then there's some artists who are still pushing forward. And either way, I respect it. You know, if you're making money off rap music and it's feeding your family, there's nobody can say anything. You know?
And you're very much of the latter, though, always pushing forward, and you can see it through your work. Sort of like the music that you're making currently is sort of considerably different to what it was when you were coming up.
I would say, but I wouldn't say, yes, it is considerably different, but I wouldn't say that it's different. It's still the same approach, you know. Yeah. It's still the same guy making it. And through production in these last years, I produced an album for Blue called Los Angeles, I produced the album for Damo Genesis called Intros, Outros, and Interludes. I've done an instrumental series called Squirrel Tape, Volume 1, 2, and 3. 4 is coming out. All this production has really kind of given me a reset button because I'm working with some of my favorite talent and I'm sitting there absorbing all of it. So, yeah, never stop being a student is the message.
And nice of Blue and Domo Genesis to return the favor and do some guest spots on this new album. And DJ Babu is also on this one, too.
I had him cutting it up. You know, I got Larry June on there. He had me on Great Escape, so I got to be, I called in that favor to come back. He did that for me. So that was solid. And yeah, everybody that's on my record is somebody that I'm involved with. And I think it's come to a cool place in my career where I think the audience can hear that.
Excellent. So have you started working on Unlearning Volume 3?
Yeah, I have. I have a string of work going, you know. Some songs didn't make volume two, some songs didn't make volume one. And I think now that I have that, you know, even when I make something, I might just put it in a folder and just say, okay, that's a candidate over there. So my goal right now is to not give people the 4 year break in me doing a record. And that's my goal, is to come out sooner again.
And you must feel right at home there on the Rhymesayers label, a label that's really been championing independent hip hop since the 90s, and some great artists on there, and they've got a deep catalogue and continuing to make new and interesting music.
Now, they're some of the best, you know. I think this is my contractual obligation is not that I was obligated, but, you know, as far as what we had on paper, that's done right now. So now it's like, when you see me working with them again in the future, it's like, okay, that's something he wants to be doing. You'll know that, you know, and then I'll have certain stuff coming out on my own label, bigger picture recordings that I've been building up over the last few years.
Awesome stuff. Any chance of sort of maybe bringing the evidence show to Australia?
You know, that would be crazy. I don't know. Al is a hot item right now, but nothing is impossible.
I mean, you can stay at my house. It's not very nice, but it's sheltered.
Depends if you're going to be there or not.
I'll make myself scarce. Don't worry about it. You were talking there before about the fact that sort of you went through a series of albums with weather as the topic and you moved away from that. I hope you don't mind me bringing you back to it because it's raining very heavily here in Sydney at the moment. And I just wanted to, from the most recent album of yours, Unlearning Volume 2, you got a song
I had
called
to throw
Rain.
One in there. I had to have one rainy thing, you know.
And I guess it sort of makes sense that you had Alchemist. So Alchemist made the beat on this one and also jumps on the mic with you.
You know, I'm blessed. Let's go.
You are. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Really loving the latest album. We've been playing heaps of stuff on it here. Looking forward to Unlearning Volume 3 if and when it happens. And please do come and visit our shores if and when you get the opportunity. You don't have to stay at my house. We'll find you somewhere nicer.
No, I appreciate the support for real.
This is Evidence featuring The Alchemist from Unlearning Volume 2 with Rain Every Season. Just some rain sound effects to match what's happening outside. Thanks, Evidence.
Thank you for having me.
2SER Breakfast.